It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
To the lock. Ted Dineen, good morning. You're morning. Walking around the lock at the moment doing your laps.
I am. You see, I was told by the doctor to get more exercise.
Good man.
And that he said it's very necessary, but the scent as soon as hanging off me last Christmas, so I kind of cool down a small bit on it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you keeping your family?
I'm not doing too bad, my friend. I'm not doing too bad. I'm watching a video here, an upsetting video of a swan that seems to be cut, injured in some way. You've seen that poor bird.
Yeah, we as you say, we all kind of your own bit here, walking around and feeding the birds. And this unfortunate swan seems to have picked up an old hook or a bait that was at the bottom of the lock, or it could have been a young lad fishing with live bait. But the swan anyway had a hook in his beak, and its neck was cut from the line. It broke the line, but we found a bit of a small fishing rod belonging to a young fella over on the far side.
Mm.
And in the past, the fishermen that fish here, they have different bait. It goes down to the bottom. And I've actually seen them going in their waders, releasing a hook off a swan. And I thought it was brilliant. They were very good. But the unfortunate thing, we rang everyone, and no one could come out. It was the weekend. And there was no boat available from the council, unfortunately. And the RSPCA said they had no insurance to go out in the water because the swan wasn't feeding. And he wasn't coming out of the water. He was just going around doing nothing. Basically, he wasn't feeding, and he was kind of miserable looking. He was covered in blood, and so we rang the wildlife rescue people then, and they said they'd do the best they can. But at the end of the day, it was bad to see it going on for nearly 3 days. Mm. And yesterday morning, I was talking to one of the local lads here that does the fishing himself, and he said that the hook was gone out of the swan's mouth.
Okay.
And no one knows how he did it, but we did see him scraping his beak off a big tree over where his partner is nesting. And the local people here, that Julie now, she's involved, and Jess, she feeds the swans here regularly, she's very good. They were very concerned because they all brought out their own kits, you know, for cutting the hook, you know, with the snips. They had, you know, special cleaning stuff like that, but he just wouldn't come out of the water.
Right.
You know, like, there is a way to hold a swan, and they're not as aggressive as people think, but there is a way to hold them, and, you know, they're cute enough. They probably know that you're trying to get whatever's hurting them out of their beak, you know, but it's gone now, and unfortunately, we were upset over the whole weekend, but he's cruising around here now.
Good.
And he's feeding, but he's not taking the usual feed that he'd get from the children that buy the feed over in Lulu's, or the people that'd be having their cup of tea in the Hawthorn.
Mm.
They'd come out and they'd have their own feed with them.
Yeah.
But he's just
Do you think he might have been accidentally injured by it?
No, it was either an old bait that was down from years ago, or it could be just a kid that was using live bait.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't sink.
Okay.
And basically, we did find the top of a small kid's fishing rod, you know, and line hanging over it. Like, you know, he just probably ran off in a fright, you know.
Okay.
But, But to be fair with the lads that fish here, they do use a different type of bait, and it goes down to the bottom, and they just get carp, and they release them, and they're professional. Like, but I did see one lad before going in his waders and releasing a hook off a swan, and he was very, 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 you know, he was like a vet, really, you could say.
They knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, there's a lot of people that are against people fishing here, and a lot of people are mind their own business. But for me, you know, I just didn't like to see the swan injured.
Oh, no, and to be fair to the fishermen and the anglers down there, Ted, and I've been watching them for years, I think that the loch is one of the most beautiful places in the whole world, and we're so lucky to have it right there within 5 minutes walk of our city centre. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. And I think the fishermen that go along to do their bit of angling, none of them would intentionally hurt a boar.
No. They have their own gear.
Yeah.
They have three rods, their sensors and the rods.
They're professionals.
And they'll be watching, you know, if the birds get near, and they have tents, they sleep out here, they do their own thing, they're gentlemen, you know. I know them well, and I think they're great lads, you know.
You'll see them there at all times of the day and night. Ted, thank you, and continue those laps, and good health and good fitness to you. Let know that bird, that swan, is on the mend.
Cork's 96 FM.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.